LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A teacher has been charged in the stabbing murders of a couple in front of their kids on a hiking trail in Arkansas. Police say 28-year-old Andrew McGann killed Clinton and Kristen Brink this past weekend. State Police Colonel Mike Hager says McGann confessed, but they don't have a motive.
We do believe he acted alone. We have absolutely no reason to believe that there is anyone else involved, and we do not anticipate any future arrest or any other arrest.
McGann was ordered held without bond. The deadline for tariffs to kick in now less than 24 hours away. President Trump, though, says he's open to keeping talks going past the deadline for some countries. Hikes on foreign goods, economists say, likely get passed on to consumers. At least 25 people were hospitalized after a Delta Airbus experienced heavy turbulence several times last night during a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. That flight diverted to Minneapolis. Delta says all injured passengers have been released from the hospital. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature would give adults who were adopted access to their original and unredacted birth certificates. The legislation was introduced by State Senator Andre Jacques and State Representative Paul Tittle. They say the purpose of the bill is to give adoptees access to information about their own identities as well as potential health information that could affect them. Only a small percentage of adoptions are closed, but those closed files prevent the adoptees from accessing their original unredacted birth certificate under state law. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents interested in participating in the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities to apply for the program by September 15th. According to a press release, there are thousands of acres of land available for the special hunt. Some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so interested hunters are being advised to contact potential sponsors as early as possible. The program seeks to offer hunters with disabilities the chance to easily participate in the sport with proper accommodations. The Rice Lake First United Methodist Church's Missions Committee is inviting area families in need to apply for financial assistance with back-to-school supplies. The organization is hosting its 22nd annual Paste Paper Pencils Project, which provides area families with vouchers that can be used for school supplies and clothing. The committee will also host a golf tournament fundraiser on Sunday afternoon to support the program. Interested families can submit an application with their information, the age of their children, and the reason they need the assistance. Spooner transportation officials are providing an update on construction work along County Highway A. Storm damage repairs are expected to wrap up on Monday, with more road construction work scheduled to begin on Tuesday. Crews will work on Pine Brook Crossing east of 10th Street on Tuesday and Wednesday and begin a pipe replacement project on County Highway A about half a mile east of Mann Road on August 6th and 7th or 11th and 12th, depending on weather. Work near Fred Tripp Road was postponed until later this year or 2026. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs.
A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time, that, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul VandenPlas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story. Really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Great Wisconsin State Fair is underway. Join us for Audio Sorbet, your favorite state fair memories. That's all coming up. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer back at the Old World headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. We are live on location, as Terry Barr said at the top of the show, here at WRCE in Richland Center, the heart of the Driftless in southwest Wisconsin. It's always good to be home. Welcome into hour number two, everybody, on this 31st of July, the last day of July, a Thursday, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Zommers, how about hour one there? Many thanks to our own Phil Nee, WRCO, also the GM of WRCE here, and also Joanne Krulatz, our news director here, one of the co-founders and board member of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Organization, better known as GRACE. Eileen Stevens, the president of GRACE. Really, really great to be here and talk about. I mean, cancer is never a fun thing to talk about, but when you have folks in the community who are so passionate, and a radio station like RCO and RCE who are so passionate about raising money, what's better than that?
Yeah, this organization really is an example of what makes Wisconsin great, and it shows true community values, like people sticking 100%. Up for each other and yep. sharing what they have extra of for people who need.
Yeah. No, it's truly, you nailed it right there. And, you know, I know that one of the goals of our owner and CEO, Sage Weil, is to really lean into local community. And to your point, Zommers, nobody does it better here than the folks at WRCO and WRCE. So speaking of Mr. Nee, he has slid back in, just like on SNL desk on Saturday. we appreciate him coming back for a second.
Well, yeah, I was almost into my afternoon nap, and then I got a call that you needed me again.
This man never naps. I mean, he's on 24/7 nearly. Well, the reason number one, again, thanks for letting us do the show here today. And we talked to Eileen and talked to Joanne. Again, just a great organization. I hope people call in tomorrow. Listen to WRCO between 10 a.m. and noon. If you're not in southwest Wisconsin, you're out of the signal range over the air, you can still participate by downloading the Civic Media app and listening. And the call-in number for tomorrow, the call-in for the auction, is 608-647-2111, 608-647-2111. Phil, great prizes, or not prizes, but items to bid on, like the zero-turn radius mower, the pies, the homemade pies, the Milwaukee Brewer tickets, those Civic Media tickets, and the club level. You and I have both been there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and I just confirmed some more things after I was on your show last hour. I talked with Tony Johnson, who is one of the co-owners of Center Cinema and Starlight 14 Drive-In in Richland mm-hmm. Center. So they're going to be offering up a family pass for a year.
What?
For any movie. Any movie. Whoa. So if you buy it, I mean, you could go to three movies a weekend if you wanted right. to. family pass for a year. So now that's going to be
cool,
for sale,
folks.
Too.
And if you haven't, if you don't know, and they're a dying thing, right, Phil?
Mm-hmm.
This is the legit thing, the drive-in theater here in Richland Center, the Starlight 14. And the cool thing is, Phil, they upgraded, went to digital a while ago, and they're getting first-run movies.
They are. Every weekend we have the brand-new movies. When I was a kid, you had to wait about 6 months before the movie came to your town. You don't have to wait for that anymore.
So come on. It's a great opportunity to, if your kids have never experienced a drive-in, or if you haven't, a great item to bid on. Come out and watch one of these great movies outside or inside at Center Cinema downtown for a year.
For a year. Yeah. I asked him like four times, are you sure?
Right,
and he said,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So,
what a great
prize. You could have nine kids and you could go to the movies every day.
I love that. Well, that's a great addition. And then the pies and a personal chef. Who doesn't want a personal chef to come to their house and fix a meal?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get tired of SpaghettiOs after a while, you know, with meatballs.
the breakfast of champions, yes. SpaghettiOs.
Every radio announcer's right? Breakfast of champions.
What the... Yeah. I remember when I used to do weekends here, and on Saturday mornings, you have to be here early, and I would have like bad coffee. That's why I started drinking coffee, bad coffee at the time. And then I'd bring in like a leftover or something. What was your go-to when you first started in radio?
Probably Pop-Tarts.
Oh, Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts. I don't eat those anymore, but it was bad one time. One stuck down, the toaster didn't pop up, and the toaster caught on fire.
Is it really?
It's a true story. And I yanked it out of the wall, went running out the back door and through the toaster. It's like this flame through the night.
But you didn't have to call the fire department.
Nope, didn't have to call the fire.
Did you get burned?
Nope, I don't think so.
Wow.
Now the sprinklers would probably go off
probably.
In this building.
So. Fill me in a flying Pop-Tart. That sounds like a circus act. That's fantastic. Well, again, tomorrow, join Phil, the entire crew here between 10 and noon for the Grace Richland Area Cancer Elimination Auction, radio auction, between 10 and noon. Tune in if you're not in the area on the Civic Media app to WRCO. The call-in number, and they'll give it to you tomorrow, 608-647-2111. Well, that was part of the reason to ask you to come back on. But another Richland Center native who helps out on this show as our co-executive producer and writer, Mr. Chris Pauls, writes our daily What's Worse. So, Zomers, it is now coming up on 12 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard in all 11 Civic Media News Talk and Sports stations across the state of Wisconsin. Phil, CP wrote this one especially for you. And that's why I asked you to come back on.
That's scary.
Okay. Well, no, it's great. I think it's great. Right. Because in the many, many duties, the hats that Phil Nee wears here at RCO-RCE is the host of Those Were the Days, a great program, great call-in program. You can still do live requests. Phil interviews people not just from the region, has a national guest on before in the music industry. And what are the spans of time that you now take requests for? Because as I have gotten older, the number of the opportunity to call in has gotten bigger.
Through 1995, by the way, Todd.
I threw 1995.
Still before I was born.
Thanks, Somers.
Still an oldie.
I was still working here in 1995 playing new music in
95. I know. A lot of the songs I play were brand new or weren't even born when I first started.
But you can call and listen to Those Were the Days every Saturday night from 6 until midnight here on RCO. So, in honor of that, CP has dialed it up. Today's category, What's Worse, Vinyl or CDs? Vinyl or CDs? What's worse? Give us a call. Weigh in. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app or on one of the streams as well. What's worse? Vinyl or CDs? I ask you. Phil Nee.
I love them both,
right.
To be honest. But I always pick vinyl over CDs. I still have lots of CDs. They're more convenient, but something about vinyl, it does have a warmer sound. That is true. And if you buy a new vinyl, the records are a lot thicker. They sound a lot better. They went through a stretch in the 70s and 80s where they were really cheap. They had something called Dynaflex where you could almost bend them,
really?
You know, and they didn't sound quite as good. But if you buy new vinyl now, it sounds great.
Well, one of the I've talked about this a little bit on the show before, but when I first started here at RCO in 87, we had literally a record room at the original station where you kind of walk through the halls and there were records on both sides of you.
Drawers. Yeah, absolutely. Drawers. There were probably 545s in each drawer. They were categorized, alphabetized, and all the albums on the wall. And it was a cool time to be in radio.
It was because you actually had the freedom. You had to go in and we called it pulling your records for your show before your shift, and you kind of stacked them up a little bit and had at least your first half hour, if not an hour, done.
And you had a hot clock, so you had to play like a current and then a recurrent, one that's been out for, a half, maybe 6 months or something like that. And then RCO, you had to play an instrumental somewhere along the line. And I always loathed that. Man, I got to pull some, it wasn't a hit instrumental either. It was always like Lenny D playing Black Sabbath or something.
Lenny D. Well, Chuck Mangione just passed away.
Yes. Well, he had some hits.
Yeah, right. Lenny D.
These were like popular songs that had lyrics, but some other, the Living Strings played Kiss is Calling Dr. Love or something.
Well, you remember this. When I first started here, we had a program, 6 to 7, called Music for Dining.
Music for Dining, and the DJs nicknamed it Music for Dying, which was closer to what it was.
But it had to be very calm because the idea was people were all still sitting down together at dinner, and they wanted background music.
That was dinner time, so yeah, you had to take it down a notch. Yeah at that
Music time. For Dining. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. The aforementioned, our former colleague, still a friend and contributor to this show, Mr. Jeff Perry, on the line, who used to work his own shifts for Music for Dining, calling in on the line. Jeff Perry, vinyl or CDs, what's worse?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I would say CDs are worse. Things have come around, though. So I wouldn't have said that back in the 90s when I was replacing all my vinyl with CDs. And now in the 2020s when I'm re-replacing all my CDs with vinyl again, I would say that CDs are worse. So going back to the – wasn't the Music for Dining, wasn't it called Evening Musicale at one point?
I think it was back in the day.
Was it really?
That's what it said. We had paper logs at that time. I think on the paper log it said Musicale. Yeah.
And so the way things come around. So now if I'm playing music like when I'm cooking or something, yes, I cook. I'm going to play like some jazz music or something that would have fit into Evening Musicale because I'm elderly now. And everything has come around. CDs back to vinyl, rock and roll back to back to Evening Musicale. The whole world has gone crazy, but in the 90s, no, I would have said vinyl was worse, but now I would. And for my elderly eyes, when you're trying to read, the print inside of a CD case, it's maddening. But when you get a nice big vinyl album, the cover art and everything, it's fantastic. So yeah, CDs are worse.
Yep. All right, John, and make sure you dial Jeff up. Great community station, Wisconsin Broadcasting Association award-winning station, and host Jeff Perry on WVMO in beautiful Monona. On what's the time and day for your show, Jeff?
Oh, you're a dear for bringing that up. Thanks, Todd. Wednesday nights at 8 and Saturday mornings at 9. This week in music history. This week I'm playing the top summer songs according to Billboard magazine.
Very good.
Well, see, Jeff's still
tune in.
He's still spitting vinyl.
Once it's in your blood.
Yeah, that's right.
I
got the $100 bill from Perry to do that. But no, I'm just kidding. No, we appreciate you, Jeff. As always, we appreciate you calling in. Have a great day.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Phil.
You bet.
Thank you. That's the beauty of vinyl, right, Phil, to Jeff's point, is the artwork.
The artwork, absolutely, and the lyrics sometimes are inside. You can read all of those as well. So I'd be curious. Jeff talked about buying and selling and getting rid of how many copies of the Beatles White Album he's owned over the years. Because I think I bought it on cassette because that was pretty popular, and then bought it on vinyl, and the CD is better, and then now I've got it on vinyl again.
Yeah, fantastic. David, listening on WRCE here, Richland Center, says vinyl, you get the lyrics. CDs are worse.
You can still get
go.
Lyric inserts on CDs, but they aren't
for
always
old eyes
there,
like ours,
and they're smaller.
New listener on WMDX in Madison, we appreciate them saying CDs are worse. I appreciate the expense and inconvenience of vinyl. Well, Phil, thanks for making a little extra time for us.
Always. I love to talk about vinyl.
Wow, right?
CDs.
Especially the vinyl varmint down there in Madison somewhere.
So Bob Cole. Hello to Bob Cole.
Exactly. The feral vinyl varmint out there looking at vinyl. Come on back. More What's Words after this. We're live in RCE on the WRCE Emerson Center on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome to an edition of Music for Dining in the Afternoon. It's the Todd Allball Show live on location at WRCE in Richland Center, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Well done, Zommers.
Yeah,
well,
that must have been Lenny D again.
Was that Lenny D?
Jumping on the Organ by Lenny D.
Lenny D.
Sounds like my last date. But anyway, that's another story. Welcome back to the show. Now, that wouldn't have flown back in the Music for Dining days.
No.
Never again. Welcome back. We're talking about what's worse, vinyl or CDs. Vinyl or CDs. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Heather watching on Facebook. Yes, my sister Heather saying, vinyl is cooler but harder to transport. So I suppose I have to say vinyl is worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's an issue I've had in the past. I'm going to Mile of Music in Appleton again this weekend. I know last year, one of the record stores had a bunch of free stuff outside. And I'm like, well, really? I want to take it, but it's so hot out and I have nowhere to put it that it's not just going to warp.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I get the point. I get Heather's point. But I mean, you don't have a vinyl player in your car. I mean, you're not going to – it's just to get it home.
Well, I mean, you have to buy a car. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to buy a car before 2017 to have a CD player too, by the way.
Right?
Right. So yeah. I drive an older car. I still have a CD player.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mine's 16, so I just missed it.
Oh, man.
Just a bit outside, as you used to say. Jeff Perry saying, I still have dreams sometimes when I'm in the old WRCO studio. The records that's playing is running out, and I don't have another one queued up. Panic. Boy, that's that back in the day as well, right, Phil? Where
yeah, it took a talent to be like, well, and the weather, and you're changing the record while you're talking and mentioning the weather, but you could do it.
And, you know, this is back way before computers were in the studios, and, you know, you're working a lot of these shifts at night almost always alone. When nature called, you had to find a record that got you through that.
Right. Yeah, we had a fellow that worked at night, and every night at 6:30, I would hear the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And after about a week, I said, what? Because it wasn't a current. I mean, it was like 20 years after it was. And he said, well, I just want to go to the bathroom. Like, oh, for heaven's sakes. But I will say this, he was regular.
Lots of fiber. Lots of fiber.
Oh, boy.
Regularly Edmund Fitzgerald.
6.5 minutes, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, it gets the job done. What's worse, vinyl or CDs? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines right here, listening on WRCE at Richland Center. Elizabeth. Elizabeth, thanks for calling in. Vinyl or CDs, what's worse?
Well, I remember the Valley of Vinyls at WRCO down on whatever drive it was in Richland Center.
Yes,
Bowman.
Fabulous. In fact, I just recently had a house fire. And I lost almost everything I own.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. My answer to which is better, vinyl or CDs, I had the majority of my vinyl survive, and my CDs are gone.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
That's a blessing. Yeah. Isn't it? And some of those vinyl say WRCO on the jacket.
Wow, that's where they went.
And I hate to tell you, but they were probably the Bee Gees.
Oh. Well, again, sorry for your loss, but a cool story that the old vinyl made it through. So thanks for listening, Elizabeth, and our hearts and prayers are with you.
Thank you, dear. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much, Elizabeth, at WRCE at Richland Center. Boy, I mean, for folks that lose everything, to have those memories, sometimes it's photos, but, you know, Phil, music fills the soul for so many people.
Absolutely. You hear a song, you can remember a time or a place. Most definitely. Yeah, and a lot of those RCO records, you remember doing a countdown? We had a box in the control room, and it had, like, the top 40 songs. And every once in a while, some of the employees' kids, probably not Elizabeth, but some others, you'd be going down, and you get to number 14. I guess we don't have that. The owner's kid borrowed it, and so you got to jump to 13.
Or occasionally there'd be a top 40 song that says, don't play this.
Yeah. Like Darling Nikki by Prince or Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. You know, I remember late 80s. Those were banned at the time.
Yeah, they were
from our station.
Yeah. Sean, one of our great UPS drivers here in Southwest Wisconsin, listening on WRCE in Richland Center, says 8-track and cassette tapes are worse. CDs were great, but vinyl is forever.
Hey, there you go.
Our own Casper, listening back on WMDX in Madison, says CDs are worse. Vinyl is much, much higher quality listening experience. It rivals that of high-end 24-bit digital recordings. If you're hearing snaps, crackles, and pops with vinyl, it means your vinyl is damaged. Plus, the artwork with vinyl is way more cool than CDs.
Yeah, Casper would know.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He knows what's up there. And he got us our new mic stands back at the home studio. So
awesome.
Big shout-out to Casper for that. We appreciate him.
There was a brief time where cassettes, you know, bands were putting things out in cassettes just a year or two ago. You know, cassettes were supposedly making a comeback. Right. It's hard to believe that, but I guess everything has a time.
I guess.
So maybe CDs will have a comeback.
How long did you guys, RCO, I think it was time I was just working sporadically, but the mini cassette was big for like a minute.
Mini discs.
Oh, was it mini
discs? Yeah, we still have some of those here. I'm the only one that uses them anymore, but that was the first digital recording that you had. Yeah.
Wasn't there a mini CD or
there were, there were mini CDs. They put out CD singles.
Not cassette.
I don't think so.
Maybe
it was micro cassettes.
That's what micro.
Yeah, they had a micro cassette. Your answering machine had a micro cassette in it. Yeah.
David, listening on WRCE in Richland Center, vinyl. You get the lyric CD is worse. Maybe I read that one already. What else we have? I'm up to date.
I believe so.
On, All right, MDX, that CDs are worse. I appreciate the expense and inconvenience of vinyl. So there you go. Zomers, quickly, what's worse, vinyl or CDs?
CDs, yeah. I think vinyl, as Casper said, higher audio quality. And the benefit that CDs used to have, now that everything is digital anyway, you don't really need them.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go along with the majority here. I'm going to say CDs are worse. Vinyl, classic, and the sound is richer. And it reminds me of being the assistant to the great Phil Nee on Those Were the Days back in our goofy times at WRCO on Bowman Drive. Phil, thanks so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, my friend.
See, the key is you can hold it in your hand. People have music on Spotify
That's
and
right.
stuff. They can't hold it in their hand. They don't
That's
own
right.
it. They don't own it.
Come on back. We'll be back after this on WRCE in Richland Center on Civic Media.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are a few things that the state legislature discusses that brings both Democrats and Republicans together. Fortunately, Wisconsin agriculture does a good job bridging those two parties together. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you. Today, we talk to Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Randy Romanski, about his reaction to the most recent bipartisan state budget that agriculture groups said was a win for the industry.
You know, if you think about issues about farm, food, forestry, you can get people in both houses, in both aisles, the governor's office, the legislature, finding agreements. And, you know, this most recent budget's a really good example of that, because the initial reaction is, people can't ever get anything done. Every 2 years, the state of Wisconsin passes a budget. With very rare exceptions where it's been a little bit late, it gets done. Right. You know, I had full faith that Governor Evers and the legislature were going to come to an agreement. And not only is it an agreement, it's an agreement where there was compromise, but it's a good budget, especially for ag, food, forestry, mm-hmm. schools, transportation.
Secretary Randy Romanski breaks down some of those elements for agriculture that were passed in the state budget that played on the morning show this morning. You can find the recording of today's show at MidwestFarmReport.com on our podcast page. We'll take a look at closing markets next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
On the close Thursday from Chicago, December new crop corn is up a penny and a half at 413 and three quarters. November new crop beans down 6.5 cents, closing at 989 and a quarter. And new crop wheat is down a half a penny at 523 and a quarter. The 40-pound block cheese closed up a penny at $1.68 and a quarter. Double A butter is sitting neutral after a roller coaster week at 247 and a quarter per pound. There's a look at your closing markets on a Thursday for the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a Civic Media All-Star Show as sports director Jimmy Cuska joins me to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach joins the show to talk comedy and movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at our studios at WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin here in Richland Center. So thankful to be back in the old hometown talking about all these great things happening this weekend, like Grace. I shouldn't say, well, the walk is not happening this weekend.
Yeah, that's
but
next
the,
week.
Yes, thank you. The next week is the actual walk, but the radio auction raising money for the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is underway. It'll be live tomorrow, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning and going until noon. Some great prizes up for grabs tomorrow, including a brand new zero-turning radius mower, some homemade pies, 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets to our beautiful Civic Media Club level seats. A personal chef comes to your house and cooks a meal for you as well. And a year-long pass for you and your family to come see movies at Starlight 14 Drive-In Theater here in Richland Center and also Center Cinema, the beautiful indoor theater. And again, to Phil's point, when I was growing up here in Richland Center, a lot of times you would have to wait weeks, if not a couple of months, for, you know, the brand new movies would be in Madison or Milwaukee, and it's like, oh, I want to go to Madison and see that movie. And then eventually it would get to Richland Center. And if you're really lucky, maybe that first run film would be here on opening weekend or the second one. But now Center Cinema and Starlight 14 digitized, and they're bringing these first-run movies on the opening weekends right here to Southwest Wisconsin. And if you've never been to a drive-in before, it's a super cool experience. And it's probably been refurbished, but it's the original screen that was here even when I was growing up as a kid back in junior high and high school. They've still got it up. You could drive your car, your van in here. They have great concession stands. And it's not just popcorn and soda. They have other, food there as well. Make a meal out of it. Make a night by bringing the family to the Starlight 14, one of our great sponsors here on Civic Media at WRCO in Richland Center. And they're putting that year-long pass on the auction block tomorrow for you and your family to Starlight 14 and Center Cinema. And you can bid on that item tomorrow between 10 and noon. If you don't live in Southwest Wisconsin, we've got you covered. Listen on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free. Scroll down to WRCO. That's the country music station here in Southwest Wisconsin, WRCO. It's 100.9 on the dial, or just WRCO in the Civic Media app. Listen between 10 and noon tomorrow. Phil Nee and the entire crew will be auctioning off those passes to Center Cinema and Starlight 14, that zero-turning radius lawnmower, brand new, never been used, those 4 tickets to Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and, of course, that personal chef, homemade pies, all kinds. There's even more things that we haven't gotten to yet, but all those will be auctioned off between 10 and noon. So tune in via the Civic Media app across the state of Wisconsin to WRCO. And the call-in number, if you want to, they'll give it to you tomorrow, but the call-in number for the auction tomorrow is 608-647-2111. 608-647-2111. 2111 is the auction number tomorrow. I may have to listen, Zommers, and get it on some of these grants. I bought my donut. I was a winner on 3 dozen Oakwood Fruit Farm apple cider donuts. No three better donuts, dozen. In my wow. opinion. They're fantastic. So I don't worry. I've got to bring some into the station there in Madison and share. But they're absolutely fantastic. So looking forward to sharing those when I get back down to Madison. It is now 39 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Wanted to get to this because our own Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter here at Civic Media, has been doing a great job. He has literally been camped out in Green Bay covering that. New training, or not new, but the preseason training, get it right, yeah. And a story in the Green Bay Press Gazette by Richard Ryman says, weather looks warm, dry for Packers family night 2025. Here's what you need to know. Now, this is a big deal for a lot of people listening to WGBW in Green Bay, WISS in Oshkosh. And I know there's people all over the state that drive up to Green Bay for the family night. It is coming up this weekend. Says there is a limited number of tickets available for the Green Bay Packers' 24th annual family night coming up on Saturday, August 2nd at Lambeau Field. It'll be the 9th public practice for the Packers. After that, only 6 public practices remain. Here's what you need to know, according to the Green Bay Press Gazette. Family night, now in its 24th year, is a full team practice at Lambeau Field. For those, I've been there, I think, once or twice in my life years ago. But it's a great event for families because you get to see the guys really, you know, running routes and playing some of the real plays you're going to play in the regular season. And there's also just kind of laid back and fun. So that's just a lot of fun. Article in the Green Bay Press Gazette says the family-focused event features a game-like atmosphere that includes use of the video boards and game day music. There's a thunderstick giveaway, jersey giveaways, and a fireworks show. After the practice ends, select concession stands will feature kid favorite food choices. To show you how many years ago I went to the Summers, the fireworks used to be sponsored by Shopko, which no longer exists.
Wow, yeah.
But Shopko was the, because I think they were based out of there, at least part of the organization, Green Bay. But anyway, Shopko used to sponsor the fireworks after the thing. But the fireworks are still there. Shopko's gone, but the fireworks still exist at the family night for Green Bay Packers. Article in the Press Gazette says the day will be warm, sunny, and dry. The National Weather Service Green Bay forecast is for highs near 82 or about 80 degrees by the time the event begins. The lows for the night forecast to be 58. So if you're going to go, might want to take a light jacket along. And yes, as of yesterday, there still are a limited number of tickets remaining. If you want to check on tickets, the tickets for the family night, you can't beat this with a stick. They're just $10 plus fees. So what's really cool about this is, you know, one of the unfortunate things about having a successful franchise like Green Bay is that tickets are in high demand. And for a lot of families, for a lot of individuals, the ticket prices are just too high. And especially for people that might have kids, 3 or 4 kids or more, it's just cost prohibitive for a lot of families to go to a regular season Green Bay Packer game. But here now, the Packers do this family night. It's $10 plus fees. You get to see the scoreboards in action. They use the same music and stuff they use on an actual game night. So you get a lot of the atmosphere. And, for families that say, hey, I like to have my kids experience to a degree what a real Packers game is like, this is pretty close to that, and only for $10. The taxes and fees, as we said, with all that included, it can be around $12.42 for a ticket after taxes and fees, and they can be purchased through Ticketmaster. So if you're wondering where to check on tickets, go to Ticketmaster online. Everyone needs a ticket to attend regardless of age. So it doesn't matter whether you're taking a 6-month-old or a 60-year-old. You got to have a ticket to get into family night on Saturday at Lambeau Field. Check it out at Ticketmaster where you can buy your tickets. The gates open at 5:30 in the afternoon on Saturday at Lambeau Field. Players will begin warming up at 7 o'clock. The actual practice will begin at 7:30. And as we said before, the fireworks show will be at the conclusion of the event. Family Fest is a free event at Titletown from 1:30 until 7:30 on Saturday before the family night practice. The event consists of free games, entertainment, activities for kids, and more. Now, Zomers, have you been up to Green Bay? Have you checked out the Titletown area since that's been built?
I mean, I've been to Lambeau Field.
Sure.
So I guess that counts, right?
Yeah, I mean, that counts, but so in recent years, I don't know, last 3 years or so, they've built what's called Titletown. They've been working on it for probably longer than 3 years, but it's pretty much done now, and it's right across the street from Lambeau Field, and it's just this really cool area. There's a brew pub there, but in the winter, they have that hill that's a grassy hill that they put snow on, so you can tube down the hill. They have an ice rink, you know, on the patio, or the cement, the concrete in the kind of the commons area during the winter. But then during the summer, I think there's a splash pad, there's playgrounds for kids, there's little shops and stuff. It's a really cool immersive area right across from Lambeau Field called Titletown.
I have not been there.
Okay. And if you're really a Packer fan, they've actually built condominiums now, and you can buy a condo right there in Titletown if you want to do that as well. But for this Saturday, this is for the family night, the Family Fest, they're calling it, at Titletown, and it's free. Activities include a dance. Let me make this clear. The Family Fest at Titletown on Saturday from 1:30 until 7:30, that's free. If you want to go to the game in the evening, or the practice, I guess technically it is, that's what costs you $10 plus fees on Ticketmaster. So for the free part in Titletown, activities include a dance floor and disc jockey on Hy-Vee Plaza, giant games, mini golf, and a game face station offering face painting and hair coloring. Get your hair colored, Summers. Other activities include a paint-by-number mural, a chalk art and postcard station. Fans can participate in a Hail Mary Pass challenge on the football field. Now, here's the thing, Zomers. If you went to participate in the Hail Mary Pass challenge, are you allowed to bring your own nun?
I would think so. Or at least, you know, maybe they're just carrying your rosary or something. I don't know.
Right. I think you'd have a better chance. Bring your own nun or your own priest. You'd probably have a better chance.
B-Y-O-N. Bring your own nun. Yeah.
I like that. B-O-N. Titletown's restaurants will be open. Food trucks will be near the Shopko Optical Playground, because Shopko Optical is still a thing. Carry-in coolers, glass bottles, and portable grills are not permitted at the park. Free parking will be available in the Titletown parking lot on a first come, first serve basis, and spaces are limited. So remember Lambeau Field, like so many places now, is cashless, but yard parking is not. So purchases at Lambeau Field and Packers-owned businesses at Titletown require a credit or debit card. Homeowners providing yard parking will accept cash, though. So, but that's for people my age and older, Zomers, like, that's kind of a new thing for a lot of people, that you get to these places and nope, cannot use cash. Got to have some kind of a card. So be aware of that. But if you're in the Green Bay area, again, listen to us on WGBW in Green Bay, the Talk of Green Bay. There's your information for family night coming up on Saturday this weekend. And again, if you haven't got plans, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Hop in the car and head up to Green Bay to see your Green Bay Packers. Could be an exciting season, Zomers. I know Mike Clemens continues to give us these great Packer updates from Lambeau Field. I think a lot of us are pretty excited with some of the draft picks, and Jordan Love appears to be healthy and ready to go. I think there's a lot of expectations, a lot of anticipation for the Packer season this year.
Yeah, the team is definitely shaping up from what Mike Clemens is saying, and I trust him because he knows a lot more than I do about football.
I think we all trust Mike Clemens when it comes to bringing us accurate and great information. So if you can't go, by the way, you can watch the game on many stations across the state of Wisconsin on television. So the get a couple of these in here. If you want to watch the game, family night, Green Bay, WGBA-TV, WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee, WAOW in Wausau, WKOW-TV in Madison, WXOW in La Crosse, amongst amongst others. We'll come back, wrap up the show live from Richland Center, WRCE, in the Driftless after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matinee on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at WRCE in Richland Center, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the state of Wisconsin. Followed by a look of weather. Brittany Merlot and her weather team going to be pretty nice, actually, in Madison for Concerts on the Square tonight. If you're listening on WMDX, Concerts on the Square, the final one. Cannot believe it's the final Concert on the Square is scheduled for, was rescheduled for tonight after that rain yesterday. Again, for those that might have some breathing issues, pretty smoky due to those wildfires out west, but no rain tonight for Concerts on the Square in Madison. Very comfortable. In fact, might want to have a jacket with you if you're going to the Concerts on the Square tonight on the Capitol Square. And then rest of the weekend, boy, from here on out, Zomers, looks like it'll be a sunny, very seasonal. Maybe temperature is a little below normal. That's good news for you.
Yes,
it is. Then starting to warm up by Sunday and back to seasonal temperatures in the low to mid-80s by the middle of next week. And then Mike Clemens, the aforementioned great sports reporter here at Civic Media, another live update for you from Lambeau Field and the Packers training camp up there, getting ready for that family night coming up on Saturday, followed by another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6 after us. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. And then another great edition of Nightlight with our great friend Pete Schwabe and Conrad. Always a great way to wind down the day after some politics talk. Otherwise, just tune in to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 6 until 8 in our beautiful WGBW studios up there in Green Bay. Latest entertainment news usually has a little quiz for you. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn something. You're going to feel better for having to listen to Pete Schwabe. Isn't that right, Sommer? Because wherever we get to hang out with Schwabe, we feel better. And when you listen to Schwabe, you feel better.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what the show's for.
That's right. Just to have fun and learn a little something along the way. By the way, the Milwaukee Brewers, of course, got kind of knocked around a little bit by the Cubbies yesterday in Milwaukee, but they didn't win. The Brewers did, the first two out of three against Chicago. So Brewers a game ahead of Chicago in the National League Central standings. Brewers back in action tomorrow out in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., against the Nationals. The first pitch around 5:45 in the afternoon here, Central Time, which means that the pregame show probably getting underway around 5:15 or so on many of these stations on Civic Media on the Brewers Network. The present station in which we're at included WRCE here in Richland Center, a great Brewers affiliate, also WISS in Oshkosh amongst them. The Nationals are, I should say, a three-game series against the Nationals this weekend, then three games against the Braves next week. And then Milwaukee back in AmFam Field for a long series against the Mets and the Pirates. So the Brewers continue to be a big story across Wisconsin as they continue to fight for the National League Central Division with the Cubs. Looking forward to that. Many thanks to all of our guests here, Zomers, at WRCE today. Always great to have our friend, colleague Phil Nee, the general manager here at WRCO, back on the program. News director Joanne Krulatz, who's also the co-founder and board member of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Organization. Eileen Stevens, who is also the president of GRACE, as well with us today. And I can't say enough great things about GRACE as an organization. Joanne mentioned my good friend Rob Renish, who is also one of the co-founders of this organization, who was on the board for many, many years. This is a great example. And people say, well, geez, Todd, why would you go out to Richland Center and spend so much time on this? Because I hope today's show has been a little bit inspirational on a couple of fronts. Number one, I think it's just a good reminder for all of the depressing and quote-unquote bad and difficult news that's out there. And look, some of that stuff is important, and we talk about it on this program and others, and that's okay. But I think it's also really important to take a moment and pause and reflect, as Andy Spies would say, and remember there's a lot of good going on in our communities as well. And GRACE, Richland, Greater Richland Area Chamber, or try that again, Todd, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, GRACE, is a great example of a community coming together when national organizations were not serving their needs and saying, you know what? We can do this. We believe in one another. We can do this. And the cool thing is, because I have traveled around the state so much with this show and otherwise, is GRACE is not alone. It's not unique in terms of community spirit and organization. GRACE is unique perhaps as an organization fighting cancer, and it's wonderful, but you travel the state, and for those listening across Wisconsin, if you search hard enough, if you look out, if you take the time, you're going to find a GRACE type of organization in your community. Join it. Volunteer for it. Give money for it. For these local organizations where the money stays in your community, because you know what? You'll feel better for doing it. You'll feel better for doing your part, our part, each of us, of making Wisconsin better, organization by organization, community by community. So that's the first thing I hope people got out of it. And number two, I hope it brings some awareness that I don't care whether you're a woman that needs to do a self-exam for a breast exam, whether you're a guy. And look, guys, we don't like to talk about this very much sometimes, but testicular cancer is real, and it kills a lot of men every year. I have not dealt with it personally, but I know someone who has, and it's real. And we have to talk about these things. And self-exams are important. Yearly visits with our doctors are very, very important. Just those checkups, those once-a-year physicals are really important for prevention as well. If you want to get involved in Grace tomorrow, tune in on the Civic Media app to WRCO between 10 a.m. and noon. Listen live. Phil Nee and the crew going to win auction or prizes for up for auction include that 030 Radius mower, the four Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, homemade pies, a personal chef, and more, and free tickets to movies. So tune in 10 till noon tomorrow to the Walk with Grace auction on WRCO via the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll be back with you in Madison tomorrow. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariffs are set to kick in tomorrow for most foreign goods into the U.S. The White House announcing the U.S. and Mexico, though, have agreed to extend their trade deal by 90 days. Nearly 1,000 flights have been canceled on the East Coast today as severe storms target the East Coast, with flooding a major threat. ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin has more.
You're going to see all of this activity pushing across the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast. D.C., Baltimore, right down through parts of Maryland and Delaware. This is where we could see the storms continue into this evening, but the severe thunderstorm watch in effect through 8 o'clock.
A 28-year-old teacher is charged with the murders of a husband and wife in Arkansas along a hiking trail Saturday. State police say Andrew McCann stabbed the victims, but there's no known motive. President Trump signing an executive order today to expand the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, and bringing back the presidential fitness test in public schools that was started during the Eisenhower administration. This is ABC News.